The Irish Times, election 2011, the results.
Kieran Cuff, not a great day for the Green Party.
No, it's not. It's a really tough day all round. We're hoping that we might get Trevor Sargent or on an outside chance, Eamon Ryan elected. But look, it's been really difficult for the Greens today. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I knew for the Greens going into government, I said it 4 years ago, it's going to be tough. But at that time, I said, it's worth it. And I still believe it was, because I think we've achieved more in government in the last 4 years than we did in opposition in the previous 25.
And it's very understandable for a small political party like yourselves. The opportunity arrives to exercise power. You have a very strong agenda, which you wanted to see some of it implemented. But do you at all think sometimes of what might have been the situation if you hadn't gone into power 3 years ago, standing in this election with the criticisms which have been proven true for the most part of the boom of the property industry, of corporate donations, of all these various things which you were at the forefront of criticising for the previous 10 years, that you might have had your best ever election result yesterday?
We might have, but we might not be in government. And for a small party, you get the chance maybe once in a generation to affect change. And we took that opportunity in 2007. There could have been a real risk that we might have could have stayed in opposition, and maybe you would have had an election 1 or 2 years ago, and we could have doubled our amount of TDs but not been in government. And that's always the dilemma that small parties have.
Where do you think you go from now, from here? I mean, for yourself personally, obviously you've lost your seat, but the Greens had a very bad local elections 2 years ago. You've now pretty much lost all your Oireachtas representation. How does one start to build again?
Well, it's a low point, and I think what we have to do is start rebuilding. I think there's an opportunity now to think long and hard about our future, to look at our core principles that we adopted 29 years ago in the Glen Cree Reconciliation Centre. I think we need to look at them again. We need to almost kind of wipe the slate clean and say, look, how do we translate those principles into policies that are relevant in 2011 and attract candidates and members who are happy to go out there and talk to people about why we need that green voice again.
Does that mean a very different kind of a Green Party? And if so, how would it be different from the current Green Party?
Well, I don't know whether it'll be very different. Being in opposition in itself is different. And I think you can look at the experience of the Green Party in Germany, where they went into government, were spat out, and came back again 5 years later with a very strong showing in the polls and in the opinion polls now. They're up around 20%. So there is the experience of Green parties abroad who've been in government that it can be tough when you leave government, but the wheel turns and you're back up again in the not-too-distant future.
Have you talked to your other colleagues who look as if they're going to lose their seats today, to Paul Gogarty and Eamon Ryan and John Gormley?
I've talked to some of them. We had a conference call earlier. I'll be talking to them again now. It's obviously really difficult for anyone who's ever lost their seat. It's a tough day, but look, it's a day to look ahead as well as look back. And I've known some of my colleagues for 20, 30, 40 years, and I think they all would agree with me in saying that the issues the Green Party stands for, the environmental issues, the social issues, the economic issues, they're as relevant as ever. And the recovery for Ireland from recession will be based in a huge part to the kind of policies that we brought in government and to the kind of values that we espouse.
Kieran Cuff, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.